T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jeff, I mean, when Terrell Pryor starts against the Steelers, you don't root for Terrell Pryor, do you?
No. But we've seen that. We've seen that movie.
Yes.
It does not turn out well.
In your case, though, it's more likely, right, Jeff, that if there's a Michigan player who's on the Steelers, you'd be less likely to root for them, right?
Yes, I can't lie.
Denigrating Lamar Woodley's career, saying he was just one walking pulled hamstring.
How about Zach Gentry?
Yeah.
No, I don't actually. Well, okay.
Maybe.
No comment.
So we heard Ben on Juju today, and now we've got wide receivers that are going to try to fill his void. James Washington, I think, is believed to be the next guy up, Jeff. But A, he's not completely healthy. You can comment more on that. B, I told Chris it was interesting to me that when Richie Walsh tried to put it on a silver platter for Ben, say good things about James Washington, Ben tried to deflect and talk about the other backup receivers just as much, which makes me wonder how much Ben even believes in James Washington right now.
Yeah, I don't know if it's as much as the belief in James Washington. I think it's a real question mark on whether he plays this week. I think that is, he was limited today in practice. But I think with that groin injury, it is a question mark whether or not he's going to be able to make it out there. I mean, groins are tough injuries. You know, they're very individualized, and you just don't know how they're going to react day to day. And we'll kind of see tomorrow. But I don't know. I think when I heard that, and I thought about that too, because he's had a good relationship. He spoke highly of him. You know, he came out and said, we need to throw more passes to him last year. I think it's more, that was a signal to me of he's wondering if James is going to be able to be out there on Sunday.
If groin injuries are highly individualistic in terms of how a player responds, well, this isn't a groin injury. It's a hamstring, though, but this is a soft tissue injury. I see Chase Claypool was also limited, Jeff, and I am much more concerned, all due respect to James Washington, about Chase Claypool. Can you give us, without committing a colony violation, can you kind of conceptualize the degree of limitation here that we're talking about?
Well, Chase Claypool played last week, right?
If James Washington is bad limited, right, Jeff? Is Chase Claypool good limited? Is he closer to
Chris,
good limited?
He's obviously good limited. He doesn't play in Bettis' golf tournament on Monday if he's really banged up. At least I don't think so.
Maybe he just rode in the cart.
What do you mean? I saw him put his clubs into his very expensive Maserati, whatever the hell he was driving.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the golf swing doesn't require a hamstring that much.
That's not a good look, is it, Jeff? A guy plays golf on Monday and sits on Sunday?
No, not normally. That's not normally good. Not that golf requires the same type of physical exertion.
All right, so we should think more positive thoughts about Chase Claypool is what you're saying.
I'm saying I feel better about Chase Claypool playing.
Very nice.
Can you describe to us the scene at practice when Mason Rudolph slapped Colony on the ass?
Oh, I was going to set it up with you guys that, you know, we had a confrontation between another Steeler and a fan employee. So we're standing there and we're kind of congregated around where we're going to talk to Chooks. And all of a sudden Mason Rudolph, like the players avoid us like the plague. And I understand that. So they're all walking in like a completely different direction. Mason comes running at us. I mean, running at us. And I'm thinking, okay, like what did I say? Like, did Pony and Mueller say something where I'm going to have to eat something for you guys? And he comes over to Jim with this big smile, gives him this big smack on the ass, and, you know, congratulates him for the hole in one. And the line of the day, I will have to say, came from Mark Caboli, who said that Jim would never wash that ass again.
I was going to – well, here's my best attempt at it then, Jeff. That's the most work Mason Rudolph's right shoulder and arm are going to get near the Steelers facility or, you know, Heinz Field all year, buddy.
And it was funny because Jim had no idea what was going – like,
wait,
he saw him running over.
Did he think he was in trouble?
What he was coming for either.
Did, like, the fight or flight kick in and then he got the pleasant surprise of just a firm, manly slap on the rear end?
He just didn't know. He was just kind of stunned, like, you know, just startled for a minute. And then he got the congratulatory slap. And
nothing from Ben, though, who is a noted golfer and a pretty good one. Killed a tree with a drive once. Big Ben.
Not yet. I mean, that could be a private conversation between those two.
Jeff, I think it's interesting that you mentioned that Chooks talked today, which the conspiracy theorist in me thinks – if he's coming out of the lineup for Banner or whatever reason, if the Steelers are going to take him out for Sunday's game, do they make him available today to talk to you guys and gush about the game that he just played against Denver?
That's a good thought, although they basically have a, you know, a guy from a position once a week, and it's kind of his turn. It had come up that it was, you know, it was Chooks' time to talk. Because everybody else had. But I get what you're saying. And I wonder myself, how much did that performance, you know, what did that buy him? Especially given that, you know, Dan Moore's a rookie on the other side. I don't know if Banner is going to be able to play yet on Sunday. I think the next 2 days of practice will speak more to that. But Chooks did mention, you know, that he took reps last week on the left side. And that it's just a matter of him getting a couple of reps over there and he would feel comfortable moving back to the left side. So I think that is in play for Sunday.
Jeff, though, I hear Tomlin yesterday talking about how he's asked repeatedly about that dynamic. He says, I'm not going to let that become a problem. I'm not going to let it become a negative. That's a good problem to have, having six capable guys. I read into that a little bit, the way he answered those questions when he talked about them yesterday, did Tomlin. That he's not anticipates it being a problem, but that not even that there's friction there, but that, like, it's very much on his radar. Like, he did not sound blindsided or like, no, why would we switch our starting five? They've played two pretty solid games in a row. I got the sense he kind of feels that that's going to become an issue, maybe.
Yeah, and it's going to depend on what. Ultimately, it's going to depend on what Banner can do tomorrow.
I mean, what would you do? Say Banner's healthy, right? Say Banner is looking sharp. We like Zach here at the station. We do a show with him. I openly admit that I root for Zach to succeed. I feel like it sucks that he tore up his knee last year. And yet, they're finally getting some momentum. We finally are seeing this team's offensive line have some cohesion. How could you possibly make the swap at that point in time? It feels like that would be insane to try.
So to clarify, this is my opinion. This isn't something
that, yeah.
Some inside knowledge. But what I would do with Banner and him working his way back, I'd use him in the role he was used a couple of years ago as the tackle eligible. I'd bring him in and work him in some of those situations, those short yardage situations, or even if you just want to bring him in as a decoy. That's where I would – what I would do with Banner, instead of throwing him into play every snap, going from, you know, 0 to 60 for the first time in what, 13 months in an NFL game, and without really a preseason of a full game, just a half, and then that re-aggravated an injury, I would use him in a position he's familiar with, is playing that extra blocker role, and I think that's something that they probably would look at, but if it's me, that's what I would do.
Cameron Hayward with the neck, Jeff, also limited today. Can you just...
Yeah, I'm not worried there.
Tell me, the wind is blowing in. Okay, positive winds there, too.
I think you look at some of these names, Ben Ingram, Trey Turner,
yep.
Cam Hayward. I mean, this is...
The Devin Bush thing's good news that he went full, because I'll tell you right now, even with Geno Smith or whoever, the thought of... I don't even mean this disrespectfully. I really don't. I'm gonna try to say this. I'm gonna try to say this down the middle. Just the thought of Spillane having to be out there when teams know he's gonna be out there strikes me as a problem because he just hasn't proven himself good at defending opposing tight ends, running backs, who even receivers occasionally over the middle.
And as important for my standpoint is Cam Sutton being out there full.
Yep.
I mean, Metcalf and Lockett are legit receivers. And I don't know if Geno's going to be able to get them the ball. I don't know what, you know, who knows how that's going to play out from Geno's standpoint. But, I mean, you throw it up Metcalf's way, he's going to come down with it. I want a guy with a little bit more experience than James Pierre if I can, or have Sutton in the mix with Pierre. I think that to me, when I looked out there and I saw Bush and Sutton practicing full, that gave me a good feeling about, you know, this defense facing a Seattle team that has been horrible offense or defensively, but they do have some guys that can hurt you offensively.
It seems like a guy who's somewhat competent in Smith at the very least as a backup. Do you get the sense talking to these guys, Jeff, like about the offense that they feel like they really are? I know Mike Tomlin, I think he said, what, time will tell if we really discovered something in this game against the Broncos. Do you get the sense in there that there is some guarded or maybe not even guarded optimism that they're finally starting to come together?
Yes, but they are trying to temper it. You know, much like Tomlin was asked yesterday about, you know, having that talk about, hey, let's not think that we figured it all out. And he said they had that the prior week. I mean, Chuk said that too. And when people were talking about his performance and the Alliance performances, hey, we still got a long way to go. And as long as they can drill that into their head, you know, Jerome Bettis said Monday with Cook and Joe, he said one of the things he thinks Tomlin is really good at is knowing when to pat guys on the back when they're not doing well. And then once they're playing well, to bring them back down to earth. And now it wasn't a 40-point performance or something that set records, but I do think there is, you know, there needs to be keep the foot, you know, foot on the pedal, nose to the grindstone, whatever Tomlinism he wants to use. You got to make sure with that line that they don't feel like they've figured it all out.
Do you get this? I'm trying to think of how I would put this. If they beat Seattle with a backup quarterback in there, do you think that's a good 3-3 team on the rise, or a little bit of a byproduct of what their last two games would have been, which is pretty obviously a fraudulent Denver team, and then again a non-Russell Wilson Seahawks team?
I think you have you go into the break a hell of a lot better than you were a couple of weeks ago.
Sure,
with an opportunity to go to Cleveland healthier. And to get back in the division race. I mean, I'm trying to figure out Baltimore. Like, is Baltimore a team of destiny, or have they had two lucky games against one horrible team and one team in Indianapolis at home, where they had a miracle comeback or a miracle 66-yard field goal that hit off the upright and bounced over? I mean, I look at if they're able to get this win, and maybe how they win will play a part in, they could find themselves or at least talk themselves into believing that, hey, you know, we can get back in this race. We'll only be a game back of Cleveland at worst, and maybe only a game back of Baltimore, depending on what happens, you know, with the Ravens this week.
So I just had to go down and do the TV hit with Pompeiani guys, and I'm walking back into the studio, and I look into
a slap.
I look into the KDK AM 100.1 FM studios, and I see Rick Dayton in there.
Okay.
And he's got – who am I to call people out for this, but whatever. He's wearing a T-shirt
– I already know where this is headed.
That is tucked into his pants with a belt. And I just do not get that look, Chris. I don't think I've ever done that in my life. Tuck a T-shirt into slacks?
We went out to dinner on Saturday night and with like a big group of Alex's family. And I, you know, I've put on LBs, so I was trying to wear like my jeans that are still fairly comfortable. And I wore a golf shirt with them. And I tucked that golf shirt in. And just because it wasn't...
To khakis?
No, into jeans. And because it was jeans and not like an actual pair of golf shorts, I felt awkward about that. If somebody,
I would too.
Like, I have gym shorts and a long sleeve t-shirt on, but if I had a pair of jeans on and I tucked this long sleeve shirt,
I wouldn't be making fun of you right now.
You wouldn't?
I would be.
Yeah, you should be.
Jeff, I don't get that look. You don't tuck t-shirts into pants, do you?
No, and I don't tuck golf shirts.
I was going to say, you don't even tuck them in on the course, Jeff.
Well, so I'll tell you guys, at the U.S. Amateur, I had a guy come up to me and say, at Oakmont, we tuck in our shirts. Oh, man. So I had to go and tuck in my golf shirt because it was over the belt of my pants.
And that's how he said it to you at Oakmont?
Oh,
we tuck in our shirts?
It was like a 20-year-old
I don't like
that said it.
And a 20-year-old?
Oh, I'd want to punch his
You should have said, hey, what do the five fingers say to the face?
I mean, it was, and there was somebody next to me that just kind of chuckled, and I'm just like, really?
Wait, so you said it was a 20-something. Were they affiliated with the course, or were they just a member?
Mr. Jeff, can you please tuck your shirt in? That's what we do here at Oakmont, sir.
It was just a kid they hired for the event.
I would have honestly told that kid to do some sort of anatomical impossibility, let's say.
Jeff, we'll continue to read your stuff on 93.7thefan.com from Steelers practice.
And guys, just talked to Pete Carroll in a teleconference, so we'll have some comments about him on Ben and also his quarterback for this Sunday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.